It is time for Thing Not a Thing, the game in which Gene and I take a look at all the things that have people upset on social media this week, and we decide, is it a thing or is it not a thing? And we can make this one kind of a quick one, too, because for all of the everything leading up until last night, right now, there seems to be only one thing that people are talking about on social media, and it's the fact that the president and Melania have been diagnosed with COVID-19. They tested positive. So specific aspects of this in terms of thingness or not a thingness. Number one is the question of, oh God, to what extent is this going to affect the election or the campaign? Is that a thing or is that not a thing?
Well, I mean, I think it's going to affect the campaign in that, you know, one of the candidates is going to be off the campaign trail, at least to some extent. A great deal hangs on whether or to what extent the president becomes ill. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's reportedly experiencing fairly minor symptoms.
Right.
Now, there doesn't seem to be,
hope it stays that
you know, a rush to get him to a hospital,
right,
or bring in intensive care equipment of any kind. And so there's that. Even as you say that, there's an element of, are they telling us everything about his condition?
Well, that was going to be my next question.
Yeah, there seems to be a lot of question about should he make a public appearance of some degree, even if it's a brief videotaped appearance that's released to the press today and possibly each day. And you know, I'm thinking, you know, that's a real question mark. I don't know what the answer is. Do you need a proof of life every day? Do we need to see with our own eyes what his condition is? And how do you handle that? And they're just all going to be flying by the seat of their pants about that. But, you know, a lot was made of the fact that there was a national security call today and that Pence sat in on that instead of the president. And, you know, I mean, I look at that and I think, well, of course he did. I mean, the vice president needs to be read in on every specific thing that he can be. I mean, he probably is to some extent anyway. But, you know, he needs to step in now and without invoking the 25th Amendment. I'm not talking about that. This is just common sense, right?
I mean, I assume that Pence has been in on national security meetings in the past anyway, and that today is not that big of a change, but maybe I'm wrong about that.
Right.
I don't think there's any need to, I don't think there's any need for like a video holding up today's newspaper or anything like that. One of the things that has struck me about the reaction to this on social media is, you're right, like there are a number of people who are questioning whether they're being truthful or whether they're making this up or downplaying it or playing it up too much or this or that. And like I get where the mistrust is coming from, but I don't think that they're going to, like, I don't think that they're going to be untruthful about this. Like, there's no incentive to
be in
either direction. I'm 100% like trust the news that's coming out of the White House about the diagnosis and the symptoms and everything like that. If for no other reason than the question of whether this is going to affect the outcome of the election, I don't think that's a thing. I think everyone has had their minds pretty much made up for some months now, so there's not really a whole lot that's going to change anyone's mind. And Trump is not going to, on the side of playing it up, Trump is not going to like disguise the, is not going to say anything or do anything that would unnecessarily keep him away from crowds, right? Like, he likes going to the rallies, he likes being in front of the cheering audiences. He's not going to do anything that would unnecessarily take him away from that. So if he's in quarantine, if he's dealing with symptoms and he's not going in front of the crowds, then he's got it. Like he's dealing with a sickness, and we hope he gets better as soon as possible.
Well, I totally agree with that, Aaron. I you know, there's been a lot of stuff on, so you know, we talk about what's making people crazy on social media. There's been a lot of stuff on social media today about, you know, the boy who cried wolf, and is he faking this to get out of the debates, and is he faking this for reasons X, Y, or Z?
No.
I tend to feel like whatever they do, if they you know, brought him out and it was, you know, Weekend at Donnie's on the Truman balcony, there'd be a lot of people who would believe that. There'd be a lot of people who would say it's not him, it's an actor, you know, and all of this crazy stuff. There's not there, he's brought the country to this place where it's you're not going to get an 80% I believe you rate on whatever comes out of the White House,
Well, let's
unless it's,
also
you
say
know.
that that's not just a Trump thing, that's also a social media thing, because there are
It
100
completely is, yes.
million people on Twitter right now, and if Trump goes out onto the balcony and delivers a speech, if even like 0.0001% of the people on Twitter immediately post, "Oh, that's not him," that's still like 1,000 people on Twitter. So you can make a real good long
Right.
story about, "Oh, this person says, and this person says, and this person says," and then it gets shared around. But it's still like the tiniest little iota of a fraction of people who are saying these crazy things, and everyone else is being normal. It's just Twitter kind of magnifies it because there's so many people out there all saying things, and you can see them all at once.
Right. That's right. So yeah, I think that if he stepped out on the Truman balcony and waved to people below with cameras, it's not the same as Reagan coming out after he was shot and waving to the crowd. It's just not the same. The assumed apparatus of a government that's telling you the truth by and large is not there. And that's really the bigger problem that we have. Frankly, you know, the institutional damage that's happened is more important than what happens to one person. And, you know, we don't want anybody to, you know, this is his entire family was, I think almost his whole family was there at the
At the
debate,
debate, yeah.
and they were, it turns out, among a person or persons who had contracted the coronavirus. So whether or not they will develop COVID disease, we don't know yet, although the president does have some symptoms, we are told. And I'm convinced that you probably are too. If he felt perfectly fine, there's no way that he wouldn't be calling into TV shows on Fox and tweeting and doing all these things saying, you know, hey, yeah, I've got it, but it's no big deal.
Right.
I think he would do that in a second. Yeah.
Who's on the water cooler this weekend?
Well, this weekend we have yet again, thank goodness, Penny Rich to give us the latest. We were doing our interview as the gov this week as the governor was announcing that the state was going to phase three. So we had a lot of interesting conversation about what that means and how she and the other elected officials make these decisions about what that means for us. And of course, we always take a moment at the end to tell everybody to get a flu shot. Never more important.
Tune in weekends for the Weekend Water Cooler. Get the full archive online at weekendwatercooler.com. Gene Bolduc, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you.